You know, of course, they've got the Clyde Drexlers involved, not only in the business side of it, but this commissioner of the Big Three, the new three-on-three basketball league. And with guys like LeBron James, and you see these massive contracts, specifically in the NBA, but even in, you know, the NHL now, Connor McDavid making over $100 million. How big do you think that's going to evolve in the future? Do you think you're going to see in the next 10 or 15 years significantly more athletes involved in the business side of sports?
Yeah, Jason, you know, first of all, thanks very much for having me. Yes, without a doubt, because I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I felt like I could count on one hand the number of athletes, former or current, who really were sort of seen as business entrepreneurs. Like obviously people like Magic Johnson really stand out. But it was almost like a, look, you know, you're really good at this. You're enjoying fame and fortune from it. Just focus on that. And when it comes to other stuff that might, you know, help you, hey, do an endorsement deal here or there. You know, if you want to open a restaurant, fine, put a little money there. But it's just that right now, along with the money that these athletes are making in their contracts, they are very aware of their brand, mm-hmm. if I dare say that word, because of social media. They've got this direct relationship with the fans, and they're able to call a lot of the shots. And I think they're, in many ways, trying to find the things that fit them the best. And sometimes that might not be on the market. Like, you might have to say, hey, I'd really like to do something like this, and then become an owner in that kind of business as opposed to being an endorser of something. And it's only getting bigger and bigger. We see it in all the major sports. Certainly basketball is one of the bigger ones. You mentioned Clyde Drexler, who's in our season premiere tonight on BNN Bloomberg. This is a guy who almost became an investment banker. Like, he almost went into finance because he was so interested in business from a young age. Did some early real estate investing during his career and really understood where his money was going. So by the end of his career, he was finding really interesting places to build businesses and invest, made a fortune in airport concessions. You mentioned he's now chairing this Big Three league that Ice Cube launched. Or Luke Robitaille, another really interesting example who we've got in the season premiere, someone who just made a really a seamless transition from the ice to the front office. And I think it's sticking with things that you know, that you understand, and playing a bit of a long game, you know, which is kind of important when you're being an entrepreneur. Like, things don't happen overnight. So you do have to have some patience.
Oh, 100%. It's interesting, like here in Edmonton, Connor McDavid, they had a documentary of him filming his recovery from a torn PCL. And, 97 Productions was the company. And so it looks like, you know, him and his agent are getting involved in that type of thing. And I know a lot of athletes want to try to control the message more moving forward, John. How do you see that evolving?
Well, certainly the media landscape has allowed players to in many ways even build like their own companies around that. You think about LeBron James' empire, which really has a media company component, and part of that media company serves to try to put through the message that LeBron wants to put through. Now, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, look, there's a huge appetite for LeBron James content. And so maybe there's, you know, a good opportunity for that. I think the other thing is that sometimes we only get to see one side of the athlete on the ice or on the basketball court or, you know, the baseball field. Take Kobe Bryant, who obviously the world's been talking about his tragic passing the last couple of weeks, who after his playing days were done, launched his own media company, which was really focused more on children's content. Like, a lot of what he was doing was storytelling, like a side of Kobe that we had never really seen and maybe never really would have through mainstream media. And so it's a way to show that other side of who you are. We're including an interview we did with Kobe a few years ago in the first episode tonight, right at the tail end of his playing days, when he was starting to think about what he wanted to do after his playing days are done. Because the worst thing for athletes to do is to at least not think too much about this before they get off the ice or before they get off the court, because we know that, like, when you've got those big contracts, you just talked about them, there are plenty of people that are going to be knocking on your door with ideas on how you should spend that money.
John Ehrlichman joins us. He is the host at BNN Bloomberg anchor of the show Sidelines. Season 3 debuts tonight. And, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, athletes and their entrepreneurial success. I know you've had now Luke Robitaille, former L.A. King, Detroit Red Wing, etc. He's on it. Do you notice a difference from the background, like if it's an NHL guy to an NBA player? Are they usually gravitating towards different business ventures?
I feel like in the NBA, there's a little more comfort in going outside what would be traditionally thought as like the most likely path for an athlete business. What do I mean by that? I mean, the NBA, let's face it, there's a lot of focus on fashion, right? Like, hey, Serge Ibaka's scarf. I don't know if Serge has started a scarf business yet, but I wouldn't put it past him to jump into something like that. With NHL players, there's still a really big focus on everything associated with the game. Not everybody. I don't want to generalize too much, but I know for Luke, in making that transition from the ice to the front office, he was really interested in staying with what felt true to him, what he understood. And he's really been a top league executive. He's somebody who understands that there are some differences between, despite the parallels, there are some differences between the ice and the business. One, which is, you can bounce back from a loss on the ice with a big win. But in the front office or in a business venture, you know, if you've got a loss, sometimes it takes a lot more than one day to bounce back, right? You have to have a certain level of patience. So I think that's definitely one of the themes that comes through, you know, in the differences between the different leagues. So I've had a chance to talk with Connor a little bit about his thinking on the subject of business, and he's still in those early days. You know, he's still figuring out what that roadmap will be. And, you know, I think that's pretty normal. I mean, he's got a lot more on his plate right now, but you are seeing athletes. The common thing, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, is that they are thinking about this stuff a lot more these days.
And one last one for you, John. So you've got Drexler, Kobe Bryant. I wouldn't say unfortunately, but unfortunately, he's passed. Luke Robitaille. Who else you have coming up on the show this year?
Well, we're doing a whole suite of folks because it's not just athletes, it's musicians, it's entertainers. We've got some great interviews with comedy legends such as John Cleese and Howie Mandel on their business ventures, some interesting acting stories. You've got people like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's a well-known name in Hollywood, Joshua Jackson, who's been on television for years. Here are two guys that got frustrated with not getting the right auditions for acting roles, and they decided to launch businesses. One's a technology business, one's a digital media production company, which is really cool. We talk music with David Foster. We even talk to the legendary television broadcaster Larry King, because it's not all roses. Larry once actually lost $2 million investing with the Wall Street fraudster Bernie Madoff. And, you know, you learn in life that trust and who to trust is an important component for everybody, whether you're building a business or you're investing. And we try to talk about the ups and the downs with everybody this season. And we're looking forward to it. It's a great lineup.
Really appreciate your time today, John. Look forward to watching the season. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.